This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Monday podcast. What's up, Al Duke?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Are you the type of guy that will shovel your walkway?
Is that really
a law?
What?
Is that really the law?
What?
Like you have to shovel your walkway?
You mean your sidewalk?
Your sidewalk, yeah.
It might be. I don't know. I have a snowblower, but I left it in the shed because I didn't think we were getting much snow. And when I woke up, I was baffled by how much was out there. And there was no way I could push the snowblower through the grass in the backyard. So I wound up having to shovel the driveway. I did not do the sidewalk. We have one of my neighbors is a cop, great dude. He like does the entire sidewalk for almost the whole neighborhood.
With the snowblower?
Yeah, with his snowblower. And he came over and helped too a little bit as he saw that I was shoveling. And yeah, I think it might be a law. I'm not sure.
I think you do have to, by law, clear your sidewalk.
Okay.
But do I call the cops if people didn't today?
Yeah, I don't know that that's being enforced by anybody. But I think where it could be a problem is if someone gets injured.
Slip and fall.
You could be sued.
I might just walk around and slip and fall around the neighborhood, see like a more of a wealthy looking house.
Again,
and slip
to carry
and fall.
Your bones.
That's
you
true.
Slip, fall, you break your hip.
Yeah.
It's a rough
That wouldn't
one.
Be worth it, Jerry.
It'd be rough.
Yeah. I'm not sure where, well, yesterday I had a, like I pay a monthly fee in the condo for someone to shovel my drive. But meanwhile, when the snow happened, I was at Gina's house. So guess who was out there shoveling? I pay a monthly fee.
For your place, not for her place. Could have handed her the shovel.
Well, she shoveled as well.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. I'm
Where's
like,
the sun?
I'm out here in dental school.
Oh.
So I'm finding myself out here shoveling heavy, wet snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm paying a monthly maintenance fee for snow shoveling. Mm-hmm. Here I'm at, my ass is out here snow shoveling.
Yeah. Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here's this more of like a philosophical.
Okay. Philosophical question from Al Dukes.
We had this discussion over the weekend.
Yeah.
And this is whether this is a God thing or just like either this could be something where people go, well, God put this in your life for a reason, or the forces of nature are teaching you a life lesson of some sort.
Okay. Well, mine's telling me not to talk about my car running well because every time I do something happens. But go ahead.
So your car was running well. You talked about
it. Still running well.
While it was running. And then the check engine light showed up. Booyah!
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So we had this whole discussion because every Saturday I have a dog meltdown. So every Saturday.
For real.
It's been consistent probably for every Saturday that I can remember.
Okay.
I have a meltdown because of the dog.
You're not sleeping.
I'm not good with the dog. I have my own anxieties. The dog has her own anxieties. Dog anxiety, my anxiety multiply into these. Like, I stare at the dog wondering what it's doing. The dog stares at me wondering what I'm doing. This is my life. And during the week, Jerry, it's very regimented. Go to work. Come home, walk the dog, eat lunch, walk the dog, eat dinner, walk the dog, go to bed. And everyone's happy. The dog's happy. I'm happy.
You're okay with that.
Everything's happy. Yes. Because
you're not going anywhere.
Right. But yes, I don't go anywhere.
Right. Work is your focus.
Right. I go to work.
Yep.
I come home. I walk a dog. I eat food. That's all I do during the week.
Okay.
But come the weekend, you know, you want to be more of a human being. If you want to go to a movie, to a concert. But my day gets completely thrown off because the dog. Gina believes that whether you want to call it God or the universe teaching life lessons, that the dog has been put into my life.
To be miserable?
No, the dog seems perfectly fine.
Oh, okay.
That it is somehow, because I clearly have commitment issues in life, this is a forced commitment issue that God or the universe is trying to help me solve in my life.
You better hurry up. You're 56.
Just a great
point. So I don't buy any of that. Sorry. I just think this is a bad decision you made and you're living with it.
Well, she said you've never made a real commitment in your life other than to your job.
Yeah. Well, you have made commitments to your job, to the places you have bought.
Right.
Relationships? Well, no, you have. I mean, but not like you haven't had girlfriends in the past. You just haven't, like, you've made commitment one. You just haven't made the quote-unquote lifelong commitment.
But that's her point.
And the beauty of the dog is it's not a full lifelong commitment. It's theoretically an eight-year commitment.
But it's a dog's lifetime commitment.
Sure.
So it has a natural
beginning.
But it's
also got an end date.
But we don't know what that date is.
You don't, just like we don't know what our end date is.
Correct.
But ours should theoretically be a lot longer than the dog's.
Yes.
I also think you, like most human beings, like companionship of the animal. It's why most households have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think most households are in the same scenario you're in. Now, if you want to say this is the other forces at work kicking you in the balls for never wanting to commit to her lifelong, so you're going to commit to a dog who's going to cause you nothing but agony, grief, and stress.
Well, my point in all of this and part of my discussion is there are no real, the only actual commitment that you have to make that does not have a break is your children.
Correct.
I can be married and get a divorce tomorrow.
You can.
So that's not really any, I can have
get rid
this,
of the dog tomorrow.
Correct.
Absolutely.
I could get rid of the dog tomorrow. Yeah. That's why I never understood when people say, oh, fear of commitment for people, is that there's nothing really that you have to be fully committed to.
No, and I'm sure there are some people that wouldn't even be fully committed to their children. There are people that put infants and small children up for adoption.
Well, they drop them off at the firehouse.
Or they do that. That is true.
Yeah, but I guess her point is that there's some sort of force teaching me commitment because she knows I won't give the dog.
So you're buying a ring anytime soon?
Back. No, I just think she just means in general, like...
I know, but what are you going to learn from it? I think this is going to have the opposite effect, and you are going to run. You're never going to do this again.
Oh, that for sure.
Right. So what exactly is the lesson? In one way, I understand where she's going with that, but only if it's going to trigger you to be more committed in another part of your life. You're not. And you're certainly not going to commit to another dog when this whole thing ends, whether it's because the dog's lifespan comes to an end or you decide you find someone that really wants a greyhound in their life and it's a very nice mutual parting of the ways.
Right.
You're not getting another dog. The only lesson you learned is that you made a mistake.
But she also feels that in life, part of life, there's pain.
There's a lot of pain in life.
In part of life.
Damn right there.
And she feels I've lived a charmed life and that perhaps this is...
It's coming for everybody, though.
Yeah, eventually, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone through not as much as others, clearly. But I've had plenty of loss in my life. Family members, friends. I mean, I've had... My God, when I was 23, one of my good friends was killed in a car accident, which was just brutal to deal with. A friend of mine from my childhood that I was very close with died of colon cancer just a few years ago. You know, my father-in-law passed away. I saw three of my grandparents die. So I've seen it, you know. You've seen your grandparents pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying. Maybe no one close to you has. I don't know that that's the world coming after you by getting the dog giving you pain.
I just think you
made a bad decision.
Part of God's plan.
A lot of people make bad decisions every single day.
Yeah.
I don't think the universe is at work for everybody.
Then she also gave me one of these, you know, this I don't like either. Like when, let's say you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone they'll try to make you look at the bright side. They'll go, at least you have a roof over you. Well, we can't judge everything by just having just like Jerry Seinfeld said, we should have never put a man on the moon because now everything... I can't get this mouse to work on my computer. We put a man on the moon. He said we should have never put a man on the moon because everything gets compared to that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, if it wasn't a man on the moon, it'd be something else.
Just like you're allowed to have things that bug you throughout the day, even if you have a roof your head, a job, food on the table. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those are the bare minimums.
It's perspective. That's all it is. I mean, there's perspective. It's the same thing you and I have discussed many times when someone... passes away and you realize, boy, life is really short. Why do I get angry at the stupid little things? Which is great for 3 days. And then by day four, you're right back to being pissed off because your coffee wasn't as hot as you wanted it to be. But you do have a roof over your head, Al.
That'll get you that non-hot. That is tough. Sometimes you put a cold milk in a coffee. Puts it right at room temperature.
It could do that. It could. Well, you could chug the coffee instead of sip it. That is very true.
Or you do what I do. I microwave my milk. And then I right into the coffee. Yeah.
How much milk are you putting in that it takes that much of the heat away from the coffee?
A small amount, but it takes... Yeah, I like hot coffee.
Okay.
And the coffee I make, Jerry, for whatever reason, is lukewarm at best.
Yeah, I don't have that issue. That's interesting. Okay.
And I drink my coffee pretty quickly. I'm not one of these guys that take a sip every 20 minutes. Mm. But I'm not drinking it out of a tin, one of those metal cups.
You don't want the metals in your body.
No, just it tastes metally.
Oh, okay.
I'm not afraid of the ingredients.
Got it.
So you don't think there are life lessons along the way in life?
No, of course there are. But I don't think, and I think you did learn your lesson. You're never going to get another dog again. You know, I think we learn every day we learn about things.
But doesn't this happen sometimes in life? Like someone will get married. It'll go terrible.
But, okay.
Hold on. They'll get a divorce, but I am never getting married again. That person gets married again.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go.
Human emotions.
They get a second divorce and they're like, and they've got no money left. All their money is gone. They're like, and they get married again.
Yeah, does happen. It does happen. But
what happens to us?
You've also, we think too much, and human emotion. Mm. You and I have also discussed many times, we've both been to weddings where we knew it was a bad idea. Like, these people are up there jerking each other off with these things that they're saying to one another that we know is not going to last.
Yeah.
And we see 6 months later, a year, 3 years later, oh, they got divorced. No kidding. Could have told you that before they got married.
Right.
You know, people make bad decisions. It happens. It happens all too often. That's why the divorce rate is so high.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So there are no real actual commitments that you have to commit to except for going to jail. Like that, you don't have a choice.
That's the authorities putting you away.
Yeah, you'd be like, I have to serve my 10 years.
Yeah.
That's a commitment that you don't have a choice in.
Correct.
Everything else, you do have
your
a choice.
Your freedom is taken away from you.
Yeah.
At that point.
But everything else, you do still have freedom in.
You have a choice for everything you do. Everything you do. The people you hang out with, the people you sleep with, the people you do business with. I would agree with you. My point of view is that kids are not a choice. When you have kids, they're your kids. You're supposed to, at least until they're 18, take care of them. There are some people in this country that probably don't abide by that. And as soon as they're 12 years old, get out. I don't know.
Go get a job.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean, different strokes for different folks, but you can pretty much break most commitments in life. I mean, you break most contracts in life.
I know. Is that right, though?
I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about specific legal contracts, there's so much legal bullcrap written in fine print. I almost think it's not fair when you sign your name. When was the last time you bought a car? You really read through all that fine print crap?
No, when you buy a house, that mortgage thing, my goodness.
We just sit there, next page, sign, next page, sign. They don't even explain it to you, really. So life is a scam. Have we not had this discussion
before?
You
said that.
It's a whole bunch of bullcrap.
Yeah, when you do the mortgage stuff and you do it on DocuSign.
Yeah. No one looking at it.
Not only that, when you click on to sign the thing, it just fast forwards to the next space.
You're not even signing it. Like, the whole theory of what DocuSign is bullcrap.
You're just okaying it.
Right. The idea is that you are supposed to take a pen and you are supposed to write your signature. We're not even doing that anymore.
Yeah, even when you file taxes, like on TurboTax, they go, type your name. That counts as your signature.
Right. That's not a signature, though.
Yeah, it's not a signature.
How is that legally binding? Because they got legal tiny fine print in there that says it is.
You ever see people, like, this happens around tax season every year, they go, you know, you don't legally have to pay taxes.
Yeah, okay. Go talk to the people in jail for tax evasion.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. But Trump said no one's going to pay taxes soon. Is this true?
Is that?
Yeah, that was like a
thing. Oh, that would be awesome.
Taking away the income tax.
All income tax going right out the window.
That's what he said. I'll believe that when I see it.
Maybe he'll do it right before he's about to leave office. Everything's written. You know, leave it for the next person to clean up.
Maybe. I'm just going to Google Donald Trump, right?
No taxes.
No income. Of course, there'll probably be stories about him not paying taxes.
Okay, right.
Trump has said tariff revenue may allow Americans to stop paying income tax. This is from PBS on December 4th of a couple weeks ago.
Okay. I'm in for that.
ABC, Trump says tariffs can eventually replace federal income taxes.
He just wants everyone to be happy with the tariffs. It sucks now. You're charging me more for my coffee.
Could you imagine, you want to talk about pumping money into an economy? Could you imagine if federal income tax, you had to pay your state taxes, but if the federal income tax was wiped away?
I feel like everyone would just raise prices. They'd be like, oh, these people have extra cash in their pocket.
It might be. It's possible, I suppose. I don't know. That's a good point. But I think in the short term, it would really I think it would be a boom for the economy. But you're right. That could go the other way on us very quickly, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, they'd just be like, these guys, these people who haven't paid. Listen, the sandwich is now $33 because you got extra cash in your pocket.
You know what the problem with that, though? I actually do believe this. I think a lot of places go out of business. Because I do think there is a number. I know we talk about this all the time with alcoholic drinks, and no one's paying $35 for a tuna sandwich on rye.
Well, it was a really good tuna sandwich.
No, I don't. I don't believe that to be the case. I don't think anyway. But then again, I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
It is that must be a big thing when you go to, like, you have a business. You're a bagel shop. You're a coffee shop. Like, you have to really sit there and be like, okay, what's the price that I could get enough people that are willing to pay this without it going, without leaving money on the table,
mm-hmm.
or pushing it just a tad too far.
Where people don't come back.
Yeah.
And also you got to figure out, what are your expenses? How much are you paying people? You know, how much of, how many are you going to sell? That's why business plans are such a load of nonsense. They're all theoretical, because you really don't know until you know, until you have some sort of a two-year track record of inventory and sales. All you're doing is, it's a big guessing game. Now, you hope you have, you know, somewhere that you're looking at to base this off of. But in a lot of cases, when you draw up a business plan, it's just what you're hoping it's going to be.
It seems like every neighborhood has a location that businesses go in and go out.
And die.
Go in yep. and go out.
I know exactly what you mean.
Right? There's like, and you don't know why. You're like, boy, this seems like it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time a new place comes in, you'll drive, be like, oh boy, look at all the renovation. Like, this person just sunk all their money into this renovation, and you know it's going to be a disaster.
I'll give you one that blew me away. I'm of the belief, and I'm not even of the belief, I think statistically it's proven, 90% of pizzas, I don't even call them pizza restaurants, pizza shops, are successful.
Where they just have a booth?
Yeah. Oh, just
a couple of booths.
You know, just go and get a couple of slices. They sell large pies. I don't mean a big restaurant, but just like a pizza place in a strip mall. I can't think of, in my area, where there's got to be, I'm going to say conservatively, 15 of them. I can't think of any that have gone out of business. Honestly, since I've been living where I live for the last, I mean, my whole life, basically. I mean, the one place I used to go to as a kid is still as successful as it ever was. The other one around the corner, the same thing. They all do very well. So there's a strip club that's very popular.
Which one?
Fantasies.
Fantasies.
Your favorite place.
Who's your fantasy?
There is a pizza place.
Right near, like, the stripper
literally
place?
Literally adjacent in the parking lot. And I remember when they opened 10 years ago, I'm like, that is going to be amazing, because you got guys, it's constantly turning over with guys from the age of 21 to 60. Who doesn't love a slice of pizza? It's right there in the parking lot. They stay open late. When you come sauntering out of the strip club, you go get a slice. That place was open and closed within 2 years. It's the only pizza place in the area that I've seen open and close. Since then, it then was a morning place. I was like, oh, that's a bad idea, because you lose the strip club business. I don't think it lasted 6 months. Then it went back to an Italian takeout restaurant. I'm like, oh, interesting. Didn't last. Now it's like some Cuban, I don't even know what the hell it is. And like you say, I watch them redecorate, pour all this money into it. I'm like, guys, this ain't gonna work. And you feel bad for them.
But as a business person, they've got to look and go, five businesses have closed here. And then are they just that confident that
they're going to be the ones to do it?
Cuban sandwich place is going to be the thing that turns this place around.
I think it's possible that you have to have that attitude. I told you, a friend of mine that cashed out his 401k to buy an existing bakery and went out of business in 3 months, because in the time he made just a couple of renovations, all those customers found another bakery. And the food business is hard, because if you don't sell it, it's gone. It's really difficult.
Well, I think about that. You mentioned the pizza places and how you think for the most part, that's a solid business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Those pizza places that sell pizza by the slice and they have a bunch of different kinds. Here's some with macaroni on it. You ever go into one of those, like, you know, they'd be closing in an hour or so, and there's tons of pizzas out there.
I've been sitting there for 9 hours.
Yeah, so what happens to those?
They put, at the end of the night?
Yeah.
Garbage.
Those go out.
When I used to deliver pizza, they would stop making those at like 6 o'clock. Like, that was it. And they would make those at noon. By noon, those pies, and I remember, God, it's amazing how I remember. I can't remember last week's Giant game, but I remember this. The pizza maker would make every day, he would make a pepperoni and sausage pie. That was a big seller for slices. They did back then, which I thought was weird. It's become popular. The vodka sauce pizza, which was a big seller. And he would only make like one or two. And if one was going at lunch, they'd make another one for the dinner rush. They always had one that had some sort of spinach, and they made a white pizza and a Sicilian. Those were and always plain, just kept coming out of the oven. Those were the five, like, novelty pizzas, and we're talking 1995 that they always had. But there would be some days I would go in there, and I would have, like, the 4 to 11 p.m. shift, and, like, one of those pies wasn't touched and wouldn't be touched. And I'll never forget, they'd be like, you want some pizza? We're going to throw it out. And I would always eat one, a fat little pudgy kid that I was. And the other six or seven slices would be right in the garbage, and they would always say the same thing, no big deal, cheap. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yes, so they're making enough of a profit that they
100%.
Can...
No question.
Roll the dice on that.
Yeah, the profit margin on pizza was enormous. Hmm. And so if they had to throw away five pies, it meant nothing.
They just get bowls of dough delivered? How does that work?
Yeah, we used to have... So, and I told you that place specifically that I worked at, the one guy left the refrigerator door open overnight, and all the inventory went bad, and they closed the doors the next day because the owners spent as they got. They had no reserve. And they couldn't buy more, and they were just out of business, which was the strangest firing, if you will, or being laid off I ever had. Don't come to work. Why? We're closed. What?
Somebody left the refrigerator open.
I was just there yesterday. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I don't remember. I remember those being in the refrigerator, and they would be in the wax paper. I don't know if the pizza cook made them. I don't know. I don't remember that. That I'm not sure of.
We should open a pizza place, Jerry, down the Jersey Shore.
I would love to. The one of the biggest things that you don't think of with the pizza places that you have to do every day, and no one would think of it, I certainly didn't until I start working, you better pack out and get about 100 boxes ready every morning.
Oh, yeah, you see that sometimes. It'll be like just a kid in the corner.
Correct, because if you don't and the orders come in and you're taking too much time to put the boxes together, all of a sudden your delivery time and your wait time goes up fast.
There was a guy that was featured in a Domino's pizza commercial. He was the best Domino's box maker.
Really?
Yeah, he would do so many boxes in such a quick, he would just like shake these.
Interesting.
Shake these, this cardboard and a box would show up.
And they would just snap into place?
It would snap into place and he'd be stacking them high as the ceiling, Jerry.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, as high as you can go.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Is there a lesson from God in this, Jerry? God or... dogs, kids, and pets?
I don't think so. You know me. I don't think much about God these days.
Mm, wow. Straight talk from Jerry Recco.
I hope he's there. I don't know. Mm. I tell you, too much tragedy in this world.
That is the hard part.
That is
the hard part.
Yep. It doesn't... There are some things that just don't make sense.
Yeah.
That a all-loving God should be looking over.
Right.
And I always come back to the children.
Well, an old person passes away. Old person passed away. They lived their life.
If they get to live their life.
Yeah. It's the younger people pass
correct.
Away. That's a crazy one.
Correct.
Yeah. On that light note, Jerry, very light note, let's do the warm-up program. We were yelling about something. Sports. Coming at you.
Great advertisement.
All right, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Tuesday. Let's say we got a game tonight. Oh, yeah. Dolphins Steelers. We'll do that. And, scene. So.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Americans told Washington what they want. Lower costs. Yet Brandon Carr's FCC is considering a merger between TV station giants Nexstar and Tegna. If approved, millions of Americans will pay even more to watch TV. They'll pay more to watch the news, entertain their kids, or cheer on their favorite team. Thankfully, President Trump knows what Americans want, and President Trump can stop this. Brendan Carr needs to reject the Nexstar-Tegna merger and protect Americans from higher TV bills. Paid for by Keep It Local Media.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.